How you doing on your brackets? How about a little Florida Gulf Coast? Who? Powerball. Somebody in Jersey had the big ticket. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Here we meet again at the start of another week. We're going to dive in deep and take a look at a couple of things, including what's up in Washington this upcoming week. One thing they won't be talking about is a government shutdown because they averted that. However, they will be talking about Cyprus, I think, a little bit. The UE approved a bailout deal for Cyprus. That's good because those people are going to tear those banks in half. It was starting to get a little bit crazy. And we'll talk about Cyprus. And why do we care about the EU? Because we, America, has money tied up in foreign lands. That's why we care. Even if we want to turn our back, we can't turn our back because we're connected with the banks. That's the problem. And speaking of being connected, how could I skip over this Powerball thing? Ooh, to have the winning numbers. I mean, people talk about it, dream about it, fantasize about it. Let's face it. So the winning numbers for the $338 million Powerball jackpot, meeting the winning numbers somewhere between 17, 29, 31, 52, 53, and 31. Now, this is the kind of lottery that has really exploded across the country. More and more states are becoming part of it. In fact, 42 states are now part of the Powerball lottery. And it's the largest Powerball jackpot in history. Was $587.5 million. And remember, that was somebody in Arizona and somebody in Missouri. They had to split the prize. And that was just back in last November. This time, somebody in Jersey got lucky. A lot of people were buying lottery tickets. Somebody said to me, how crazy is this? Gambling is illegal, but we have lotteries, and then push the fact that the lotteries, you should buy lottery tickets, because it helps things like education. Well, you know, Catholic churches have a different kind of lottery where they're giving away cars and other things, and you're paying, you know, money in to buy a ticket. I mean, if you really think about it, gambling is everywhere, whether we choose to believe it or not. Maybe not the bright lights of Vegas and all of that, but in some form, you have it from churches to the lottery. There is a point to that. And in a lot of other facets of our lives, chances when you go to golf tournaments, when you pay in and you buy the tickets for mulligans, and you're gambling that, you know, your team is going to win, so you need the extra added mulligan to buy the tickets. And, you know, I mean, how many places do you go where they're selling you tickets for something? And it's schools, it's churches, like I said, it's community centers. So, gambling's everywhere. It depends on the kind of gambling, though, that you're talking about. It's a little bit different when you plop down a bunch of casinos and you live near those casinos. That's why there are so many people who have an aversion to that. They don't want to see it come to their town because of drinking or prostitution or other things that can go along with that. And it's a little bit different when you're talking about lotteries, I think. Though you could say some people also go over the top and go on a crazy gambling bend with lotteries, which I don't understand. I've seen people do that. I mean, look, a couple of chances here and there, but I've seen people take out wads of cash, and you do have to wonder, wow, can they afford that on a few lottery tickets? You know, on this crazy dream of winning the lottery. Matt Johnson, the glue of this show, I am certain he wouldn't blow a wad of cash, but I am certain he would plunk a few dollars down on the lottery. Matt, you're in Minnesota, so I knew immediately you did not win the lottery. He has nothing to say. It's like, whatever. When he gives me the silent treatment, that means he doesn't want to talk about whatever it is that happened. So, you know, same thing. He's going to do what I'm going to do, which is buy a few lotto tickets, but not the crazy. All right, this week is very, very big in the sense that there's going to be more of the standoff when it comes to gun legislation. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid formally introduced a gun bill, remember, last week, and the Senate is expected to debate when the upper chamber returns from the two-week recess. That'll happen. Actually, that'll happen the following week. And this is just over 3 months after the Newtown, Connecticut massacre. And there's three different parts to this. The background check, the school safety, and gun trafficking. If you watch any of the Sunday Swirl, it's always guns, guns, guns. Somewhere in the middle of whatever's being discussed, guns will come up. The NRA has been running print and radio ads, you might have seen some of them, in the last couple of weeks against the idea of expanding background checks, and they're expected to unveil a couple of new ads this upcoming week that will rail against pushing all of this red tape when it comes to guns. Now, Reid is going to allow votes on amendments related to an assault weapons ban, high-capacity magazines, and mental health provisions. And there are some fierce advocates for the whole assault weapons ban, including Senator Dianne Feinstein of California, who has been definitely appearing on a lot of shows and hearkening back to the first assault weapons ban and saying how vital this is now moving forward. And the argument on the other side, of course, is, well, what is that going to do? Because, again, the bad guys get the guns, and you don't think they're going to get it anyway? You know, this is the thing. It's the push-pull over who has the guns, why do you want the guns, and how much rights are we giving up in between. There are some people that are stunned. As I said, we're swinging into another week, and this is the end of March. We're almost into April. Aren't we supposed to be seeing those flowers springing up? People are working in the gardens, right? Not so fast. You know, in St. Louis, they just had another storm, 3 to 7 inches of snow, cancellations causing delays at the St. Louis airport that rippled to other parts of the United States. In Pittsburgh, the storm is 4 to 6 inches of snow, is what they're saying. In Washington, D.C., they're getting pounded by snow. So, you know, frozen branches, snowflakes that are actually sticking, and it's almost April. This is hardly spring, but it is good if you live near a ski run and you're a skier, because you can get in a few more moments of ski or doing something else in the snow. I mean, now there's so many snowboarding, there's so many sports, other sports that people actually do. It's not even skiing. I think snowboarding and skiing are almost neck and neck. But in D.C., it's going to be pretty complicated. I think the Monday morning commutes. The storm brought a lot of strong winds, a lot of heavy snow, depending on where. I mentioned St. Louis, how bad that was. Kansas, Nebraska. It's just barreling through there. Rain and other parts, really massively cold temperatures. Feels almost like Christmas in some areas. So if you're waiting for a time to bring out those short sleeves, I don't know, and you live in the Midwest, you might want to hold off on that. Might be wearing those sweaters, those cardigans, for at least a couple more weeks. Stay with us. We're kicking it to the other side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
America Tonight, coming up at the tail end of the hour, our weekly re-rack by popular demand. A lot of people wanting to hear Bob Ney. He joined me for a full segment talking about his book Sideswipe, which is phenomenal. He sent me a copy of it, and I've been reading it. I'm almost finished it. And he talks about everything from A to Z that's happening in Washington and what happened to him, his big downfall. But it's really good stuff, and he's going to give us the inside skinny in the re-rack at the tail end of this hour. So at the top, I kind of threw out a few things. March Madness is going on. Hey, the lottery, everybody was talking about it. I always say that America Tonight is the crossroads of kind of everything that's popping and happening out there. And that's the true buzz. If you were pulling up to fill up your tank, people were talking about buying lottery tickets. They were talking about the weather. The weather is so crazy. Because you're thinking spring, and spring is definitely not sprung for most people in the country. And then the other thing is what's happened with Syria, or Cyprus, actually Syria too, but Cyprus especially. I think because there was really a big concern about Cyprus tanking our markets. And why do you care about that? Because you might be lucky enough to have some kind of a 401k tied to markets, and when the markets get negative news, they crash or they fall down or your stocks slip or whatever. So Cyprus got a bailout, so they avoid bankruptcy. Whew. But how long does this go? I mean, where is all this money coming from with even the IMF? Eventually, my friends, it runs out, doesn't it? You know, it's craziness. It is. There's this, the money flow, the money chain just cannot keep going on and on and on and on. But the fact that they signed off on a deal that deposits 100,000 euros to help with the losses is a good thing for us in America because of the fact that our markets would probably have slipped a little bit. Most likely it would have slipped a little bit. And I mentioned the thing with the gun debate and the fact that that's going to go full force in the next following this week. That's going to be what everybody talks about. But it's already being talked about by Mayor Bloomberg in New York City. He's keeping those fires burning. And also the NRA with a ton of advertising saying, forget this whole thing, the background checks, etc. What do you think? If you had the chance to represent and you were debating this issue, what would you say? No dice, nothing, no go on anything? What do you think is worth putting into any kind of a bill that would become a law? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I know it's hard to get the brain working when you click into yet another week. I would say some background checks would be good, but the problem is, as you dig further into this, the background checks, there are the background checks that aren't being shared. So when you talk about the mental illness and records and the records not being forwarded, this is part of the problem. So somebody runs a gun check, they run the gun check, and nothing comes up. And then you find out, oh, well, wait a second, that redheaded nutball in Colorado should have come up on the radar screen. How come he didn't come up on the radar screen? Because things weren't told, things weren't pushed forward. So it's more about follow through and how do you legislate, at least part of it, how do you legislate follow through with people? How do you do that? It goes back to that whole accountability thing. It's like I say, when it comes to guns, I always say responsible gun ownership. Now, how about that? I'm for responsible gun ownership, which sounds kind of ridiculous in a way because how do you force that on people? But the more you promote it, the more that you have programs available, and which is happening. There are so many people getting guns now that the background checks, doing the ones we currently have, are backed up because of the amount of people that want guns, that are getting guns. And a lot of them are women. They're going to shooting ranges, and they're learning how to use the firearms correctly. So I think that's a good thing. I mentioned the March Madness at the top and the fact that you have, I think, some teams that you wouldn't expect to be there. Even top-seeded Indiana barely held off Temple 58-52. So they move on to the round of 16 in the NCAA basketball tourney. Here we are already. Can you believe it? We're already at 16. If you went anywhere, near any kind of pub or sandwich place or any place that had anything to do with sports, all you saw was college hoops on. You could hear people screaming everywhere. Everywhere. It's like Ohio State beat Iowa State 78-75 on one incredible shot on a three-pointer that just nailed the deal. So there have been a couple of these really exciting, close games. Wichita State's own three-pointers knocked off Gonzaga 76-70, so they're out of the tournament. There were certainly some blowouts, too, but he's like Marquette and Butler, back and forth, back and forth. I don't know, I've seen this many close games, actually, when I've been watching the tournament, and that's made it that much more, I think, enjoyable for some people. And you know, let's face it, when I talked about gambling, always say, ooh, we're against gambling, but what is the lottery? Well, what is... When you look at March Madness, what is March Madness? It's like Florida Gulf Coast. They're the 15th seed. 15th seed. And where are they? The round of 16. So unlikely. Nobody even knows where the Florida Gulf Coast is until they started doing these stories. But they move on. That's the great thing about a playoff system, and this is why we're missing this in college football, because there is the possibilities. They beat San Diego State 81-71. So they're the first number 15 seed in tournament history to go to the regional semifinals. That's crazy. Going to the regional semifinals. Who was expecting that? And you know what? Who is Florida? Who is Florida Gulf Coast? I mean, who are these guys that are making history, that are making this happen, and just don't seem to be fazed by their surroundings, you know, whatsoever? And Florida Gulf Coast, their campus is right near Fort Myers. It's like a stone's throw away from Fort Myers. And they're just in their second season as a tournament-eligible Division I team. So suddenly, they've gone from unknown to the celebrated underdog because of what they pulled off. I mean, the Twitter sphere is just exploding with things about this team and where are they from and where are these guys recruited and what is the deal with FGC? And it's crazy.
Have you seen pictures of their campus?
I have, and it looks like...
It looks like a resort.
Yes, it looks like a resort. It looks like condominiums.
It's white sandy beaches. It's pools. I couldn't believe it. It looked like they were staying at some hotel in Cancun.
I know.
And to top it all off, Andy Enfield, the head coach.
Oh, yeah.
He kind of hit the jackpot with the old wife there. She's a former Maxim model that's like 10 years younger than him.
Yeah. And then, you know, so of course she was getting a little TV time. And then it's like we said, it's nobody knows anything about this team. So it is the biggest story. It's the biggest story so far because we're trying to figure out who are they and how do they get to this point.
Don't hate on your hometown LaSalle kids either, though. They won tonight.
I know. I have a cousin that went to LaSalle, and all she's doing is Twittering everyone to say, hey, my school is the only school to emerge from Philadelphia. You got to love them. And
Again, the Big East was overrated by everyone.
Yeah.
That happens
yeah.
all the time.
Yeah. Why is that? I mean, Temple came close to Indiana, and Temple's usually pretty good. But, you know, your Minnesota Gophers went down to Florida.
That was expected. I was surprised they won the first game, to be honest with you. But
yeah.
I did pick them in all my brackets because I said they've got enough for one game, and then they're going to get beat.
Yeah. Yeah, but LaSalle knocking off Ole Miss, that was another close one. That's what we're talking about. It just a couple of points again. 76-74 was the final there. There was a lot of really...
Ohio State barely survived.
Yeah. Sweet, close
Indiana
game.
Almost got
Miami barely beat Illinois in the end. That was 63-59. A lot of close games. Hang with us.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect conditions, can be buried up to 30 feet, and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking.
Well, welcome back to America Tonight. Ooh-hoo. A little of this, a little of that. Some Cinderella stories like Florida Gulf Coast. Whether you like the coach's wife like Matt or the fact that the team is playing really inches away from a beach and for the first time a high seed, a 15 seed, is in the Sweet 16. Man, that is just crazy. I guarantee a lot of brackets were busted, or at least they didn't get some points for big misses with that one. Not, I think a lot of people weren't thinking they were going to go that far naturally, because if you looked at any of the statistics, that wasn't the case. Who is the big New Jersey winner? I know we have a lot of people listening in Jersey. Are any of you the winner? Call the show. Hey, if you have the winning lottery ticket, who know, you know, we're not going to be able to. You could just be incognito. You can talk to us. It's no problem because it won't matter, right? It's just the other stuff when they want to release your name that might be a little hairy, scary. I think if you won that much money in the lottery, you really do, even if you want to do good with the money, you want to help people, you would get so many pleas for help that some of them would be super legitimate, but it doesn't matter. They say you have to flip everything. You got to leave where you're living and completely change you know, the people that you trek around with in some cases because of what happens when you suddenly overnight have tons of dough. This is what I like to say, a little segment I like to call, how does this happen? So my question is, how does it happen that a Syrian with ties to the 9/11 hijackers is still in the United States? He's in New Jersey, in the suburbs of New Jersey. He's an associate of the guys who killed 3,000 of our people. And he doesn't have to be kicked out. He's not deported. I happened to see this in a Fox investigation over the weekend. And I dug a little bit further and I thought, well, yeah, we actually, I can remember talking about this. But like, I can remember talking about, well, what's happened here. So you have all these people waiting in line for citizenship. And then you have this guy, Daoud Cezaz, who last November got political asylum for a third time. For a third time after some screw-ups with the feds. All you have to do is look at the court documents and see, well, who is this guy? I mean, this is ridiculous. What a kick in the gut to the victims, the families of 9/11. And how is this possible? And he was part of the investigation. In fact, his code name was Pent Bomb. Man, 3,000 people murdered. And he was part of the conspiracy. He facilitated the thing, according to these reports, the moves, everything, the protection up to the whole flight of Flight 77. And we don't deport him? How is that possible? How is it possible that he's living in our midst in New Jersey? I mean, all the things that happened, the shakedowns at the airport and everything else with national security, and this guy gets a pass? It doesn't make any sense. So how does it make the people feel when you think of Flight 77, he gave them cover, got them in? How does that make those people feel? And I happen to see this too. And what I saw was Deborah Burlingame, who is the co-founder of the 9/11 Families for a Safe and Strong America. She said this is what becomes of demilitarizing the war on terror and political correctness, treating enemies with the rights of ordinary people. And she went on to say in this Fox report that we owe a person like this absolutely nothing. He confederates, his confederates, rather, were executed by a drone. This is an utterly incoherent national security policy, and she is darn right. And if you kind of recognize her name, think about it. Her brother was the pilot of Flight 77 that was hijacked and ultimately slammed into the Pentagon. Oh, I can't even imagine what that would be like to be asked about this and to hear about this story. I mean, this is a guy 7 months before the attacks, had no greenbacks, no source of income, nothing, nada, moves to suburban D.C., makes contact with Anwar al-Awlaki, who was the imam at the mosque in Falls Church, Virginia, and then it goes on, you know, from there. Wow, that's wild that he gets this cover. And now that the story's out, I think that's good because maybe something happens here. What, I don't specifically know, because it sounds like the 9/11 commission is saying we can't do anything about it. We tried to deport him. We spent $500,000. He knew how to game the system. The FBI was on his trail. The immigration judge was in the dark about his hijacker connections, and somebody dropped the ball. I mean, this is the worst thing. It's unknown who or what government agency dropped the ball. Is that a problem? If I say to you, listen, there's this guy in the country, in our country, living in New Jersey, who really helped Flight 77, the one that killed all those people that slammed into the Pentagon, and somehow it got screwed up with the immigration judge. He wasn't booted out. He wasn't deported, nothing. So he gets to stay. He gets asylum for a third time. Not just once, not just twice, but a third time. I mean, to get asylum, oh. And this is really strange. Initially, he got asylum because he belonged to a group of people who are hopelessly in debt. So the judge ruled that, you know, that he get asylum because he's part of that group. And how unusual is that? That he would be, the federal judge that allowed him initially the pass ruled that he would be tortured or killed in Syria, and that's why. So he's free to roam about the country and do as he pleases, and he is definitely connected to the hijackers. Wow. Wow. I guess he's never leaving the United States because his case is officially closed. It's entered into the court books unless he does something else. But, you know, who knows? Who knows if he does anything else? But he's cleared of anything here. And that is just the worst thing that I can imagine for people like Deborah Burlingame, whose brother was on that flight. Even Jack Down Under says, what a kick in the guts to people like me trying to immigrate legally. And it's true. When you think of the amount of people who are trying to come here, everybody forgets this. When they talk about anything with immigration, even if you push this case aside, which is sickening. But, you know, you have almost 500,000 people waiting for U.S. citizenship. And because they have these bureaucratic screw-ups, a guy who helped the 77 crew pretty much fly a plane into the Pentagon gets a pass. Gets a pass. I mean, that's insanity to me. I don't understand. I hope they plaster his picture all over the place because the people in northern New Jersey and New York, oh, they're not going to let him forget it. If he's walking around anywhere, they're not going to let him forget it. Oh, definitely not. Nor should they. Here's another one. How does this happen? Which is an amazing story, actually. A 9-year-old girl walked a mile in the dark to get help after a crash killed her father. She was treated for minor injuries, and this was a helicopter transported her to the Children's Hospital in Southern California. She crawled out of an SUV, walked out of a canyon about a mile, middle of the night, tried to get help for her father, and they were in a Ford Escape. It went 200 feet down an embankment off of the Sierra Highway. It happened at 1 a.m. on Sunday. She got through, managed to get through the terrain there, which is pretty rugged stuff, hiked up the embankment along the road to a rail station. She flagged down a passing driver. Thank goodness it was somebody that helped her at 2:30 in the morning. I mean, darkness, steep, brushy, coyotes, not to mention her father had been killed. Oh, how awful is this? So was there alcohol involved? What possibly happened here? This is radio, but the pictures of the crash are absolutely unbelievable. You know, how does this happen? How does she get out and how does she make it? Because she's a kid and she's fearless and she 9 years old. She just figures out a way to try to help herself because she couldn't do anything for him. I mean, that's pretty impressive because she had to be more than shook up to the core thinking about her dad and trying to get him some kind of help and not really being sure where to go or what to do. This would be the argument that somebody would have for cell phones. That if she had a cell phone somewhere in a bag or whatever, maybe it could pick up the cell phone and make the call. All right, so we're going to talk to my pal Bob Ney next. He's the former congressman from Ohio that actually did jail time as part of that Jack Abramoff scandal, if you remember. He talks about that, and he talks about what life was like as being the congressman from Ohio and what's happening today on the Hill. Stay with us for our weekly re-rack. We'll be right back.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I'm so excited for our next guest. We love this guy, former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. He's got a book out. It is fantastic, I'm telling you. You'll learn everything you wanted to know about prison. You'll learn everything you want to know about Washington, D.C. And the stories, like I said, just stretch from end to end. Sideswipe, lessons learned, courtesy of the hitmen of Capitol Hill. Bob, congratulations on the book. What's the reaction been so far?
Well, don't read this book alone. It'll scare you, Kate. So. The reaction has been good. It's sold well, but more important than that, you know, the reaction of people, I think, has been dynamite on both sides of the aisle. I must note for the book, I've had a lot of good comments, Facebook comments, emails, a lot of attention paid to the book because of the quote salacious or one part of it, which talks about Speaker Boehner. And it talks about him for a reason. I didn't just all of a sudden make this little paragraph out of nowhere to complain about John Boehner. It fits into an integral part of the story. And it goes beyond to also talk about is the barrel still corrupt? It talks about, you know, some different things that happened in Congress. Also prisons and 12-step recovery. A lot about prisons in there that I think, and I don't write it so anybody feels bad for me because that's just not the point, but they need to know what on earth goes on in the prison systems.
Yeah. Let's re-rack here for a second and tell everybody about what happened with you after meeting with Jack Abramoff and a trip to Scotland and then investigations and so on and so forth, how you ended up going to prison and where did you feel pretty much blindsided by that?
Well, yes. In the book, I clearly state what I did, my criminal activity, my terrible behavior. I lay it out on the line. There's a lot of warts there, and I expose that. But I also have a story about the perfect storm, because it ended up I was offered a deal point blank by now Speaker Boehner, then the majority leader, and he offered me a deal. And that deal was, if I stepped out of my election 70 days before, I could stay in Congress for a while, step out of the election, he would find me a comparable job, and also he would raise me legal defense money so I could, quote, put this behind me. And I had 24 hours to accept that. I called back and talked to him. I accepted the deal. I announced I would be leaving, and then I could not get a phone call from the janitor that cleaned his office, or an intern. And I started to spiral, and then eventually, within maybe 10 or 11 days, the Justice Department called. They were going to indict. We did a plea deal for two pleas, and I went to federal prison, sentenced for 30 months, served 17.
Yeah, so that happens to you, and you go from the power halls of Congress to the inside of a prison. Was it anything at all of what you expected, if you had any thoughts of what prison would be like?
No, you know, I went from, good morning, Mr. Chairman, how are you, Mr. Chairman, what would you like to have to drink, Mr. Chairman, to Morgantown, West Virginia, with a guy saying, hey, scumbag, you're not getting a second helping of oatmeal this morning. I mean, it was just a huge, I couldn't believe what I was seeing in the sense of how they conducted the prisons. And as a lawmaker, then a lawbreaker, I had a unique perspective of standing up saying, just put them in, you know, throw the key, lock the key away, drug dealers. A lot of people in there were addicts. They weren't the Medellin drug cartel people, Kate. They were addicts. And they had addictions and they got caught. Police practically didn't have to arrest them. They almost walk into police departments. I mean, they're addicts. And there's no treatment in there for them. And I just saw a side of it that shocked me. I'd love to take members of Congress on a tour, because I'm sure when they go, they get a sanitized tour.
Mm. Yeah, no doubt about that. You started off talking about Boehner and the House Speaker and the reaction to your book, and I'm going to read one little piece of this that's getting, I think, a lot of the attention you're talking about. You say in the book, one night at the Capitol Grill, Boehner got drunk and took a female staffer home. Boehner regularly gave handouts, free Barclay cigarettes from his lobbyists and campaign checks on the House floor. He called one of his staffers a fag. He broke out in all-out wailing after he was ousted from chairman of the House Republicans Conference in 1998. And then Boehner's spokesperson, Michael Steele, who used to be the RNC chair, told the Washington Post, this is a convicted felon with a history of failing to tell the truth, making a lot of baseless accusations to try and sell books. And what was your response to that?
Well, two things. I chaired House Administration. If I wanted to sell books, I could put stories in about 100 members of Congress that would total more salacious activity as a group. So it wasn't that objective. The second thing is that, you know, you do tend to lie when you're trying to stay out of prison. Once you get out of prison, you tend to not lie. You have nothing to lie about. Everything I have said in this book about Speaker Boehner, and I've said it for a reason, not to be angry because I'm not to be hateful because I'm not, it fits. Once one reads the book, it fits into everything. It tells how he runs the House. The Boehner I knew then is the Boehner I know now. And everything I have said in that book can be backed up by others and will be backed up by others who are not felons and are not known as liars.
Yeah. I mentioned the trip to Scotland because remember when all this stuff was going on, that's what kept coming up in the news. People who didn't even really realize what was happening was Scotland, Scotland, Scotland. What about everybody else that took that trip with you, like Tom DeLay?
Tom DeLay went to Scotland and he went to the Mariana Islands. And I have been asked this question hundreds of times. Jack Abramoff on 60 Minutes said he spent $1 million and he had 100 members in his pocket. And people have asked me, if he's made that statement, why just you? And why not Tom DeLay? You know, Jack paid for Tom's daughter's, a baby shower. He gave $1 million. Jack did funnel it to Tom's former chief of staff. You know, why was Ralph Reed not called before Senator McCain's committee? All these questions arise. And I can't answer that. I think, that has to be answered by Alberto Gonzalez, who was Attorney General. Good luck. He can't remember 76 times what he did anyway. And And then Jack Abramoff. But I have a perfect storm chapter in there. I feel because Alice Fisher, who covered up the Guantanamo Bay torture, and this is, sounds complicated, but you've got to read the book. She covered up the torture. She was accused of being too close to Tom DeLay and his defense team, and she was doing nothing about Jack Abramoff, and they weren't going to appoint her. Boom. Jack goes away. I go away. It's all done. Everybody else takes a walk.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I did wrong things, but everybody else, you know, the two bad guys were gone.
Yeah. Did you, I'm wondering this because, of course, everybody's watching House of Cards. How accurate is House of Cards to what happens in Washington?
You know, in the Casino Jack movie, Spacey plays Jack, and then the guy from Saw plays me. And I like Spacey as an actor, and he does House of Cards perfect. And I've got to tell you, it's pretty similar. A lot of good people on that hill, but, man, there's some characters, too.
What do you think, you know, as because now you're not that far removed, and you were released from jail after the 11 months, 2008, and then you did the rest, of course, halfway house stuff. But after that, and now you have a different view and you can look back, what do you think has to happen for Congress to get cleaned up, I guess, for lack of a better way to describe it?
I have an afterword, which is the barrel still corrupt? Everything Jack Abramoff and I did, this, you know, any sushi we ate that came to $200 or any booze that I drank, that pales in comparison to the codification of this today in the law. I, as a member of Congress, can take you to Las Vegas. I can take some of your staffers. We can have a $3,000 dinner, and I can raise you $75,000, and it is all perfectly legal. It's done by both sides of the aisle. It's done all the time. They have drained the swamp by making all of this legal.
Yeah. It's interesting where you talk about taking to dinner and the whole lobbyist thing and all that. I had a caller, and I thought, yeah, this is it. What if you had people that came into Congress that would have to sign an agreement saying, I can't then go on to become a lobbyist once I'm done? Because that's often what happens. The influence continues.
Well, Speaker Boehner, and I mentioned the corruption and the cigarettes and the tobacco checks he passed out on the floor, all the things that are well documented. Speaker Boehner has a chance, really, I think, to be a hero. He can clean this up in a snap of a finger. They can make it illegal within one day. If you're a member of Congress or a staffer, you don't go into the lobby community period. They can stop the trips. If you want to raise campaign dollars, you can't have a $3,000 dinner. That can be stopped in a matter of hours. If they want to.
Yeah. Family-wise, how costly was all of this for you?
Well, I mean, economically, I lost everything I owned, everything. Mm. The house went, zero money. I had nothing left. Any bank accounts I had were drained. Now, family-wise, it was good. I had a divorce, but, you know, my children and I and my immediate family all stayed intact. The kids would come up to visit me in prison, and I had some friends visit me, my mom and dad, my sister, et cetera. So that all stayed intact, but there was some other prices to pay. And,
yeah.
And it happens, and you have to get through it. You know what really, really helped me? Webb Hubble, who, you know, one time I told Webb his only sin was he was best friends of the President of the United States, Bill Clinton at the time. Webb Hubble was sentenced. And I didn't want to see anybody. I just wanted to go do my time. I was just so, you know, what planet was I on? And Ellen Ratner, my friend and your friend, made me sit down with Webb Hubble for almost 3 to 4 hours in Washington. And he walked me through how to not lose your mental faculties in prison. He walked me through it.
Yeah. Well, that was terrific. Then you got that advice. Sideswipe, lessons learned, courtesy of the hitman of Capitol Hill. Bob Ney, you're terrific. And good luck with this book.
Thank you so much, Kate.
Thank you.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the celiac Spruce seal of approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.